Injury update, John Kuhn and Desmond Bishop return to practice and follow the NFL guidelines where they go in shells for the first 2 days. Kerensky left with a quad injury, was held today because of quad injury, and Torrey Gurley left there at the end with a groin injury. With that, I'll take your questions.
Coach, how much concern is there among the coaching staff with the talks of the NFL officials and not having an agreement
there with the preseason starting out this summer? Really, we have no concern. Because to me, it's something that everybody has to deal with. Ed Cuthcart is here with the new officials. They work practice today. We will spend some time tomorrow with the officials in our meetings, as we have done annually. So we're just moving forward. So we're getting ready to play games, and it's a business issue, as we know from the past. Those things will get worked out, and we're just focused on our football team. Oh, we talked about what a pain it is to deal with the media every day. I think it was the first thing we talked about. But no, just welcomed him to Green Bay, and obviously he has a big week ahead of him. With the Hall of Fame coming up and so forth. But just had a very general, nice conversation.
Do you have an explanation on Eric Walden's?
We did not talk about that. Well, we felt it was important to crank it up today. Today was a blitz emphasis. We refer to it as a jam, bear defense, cub. Some people identify that defense, with those terms. So it was a heavy pressure day today. Heavy third down. There was a lot of third down that we did, and it's great work for both sides. I mean, it's the opportunity. It's a lot of empty blitz and man pressures from the defense and it's great for the offense, and it really challenges you from a protection unit. You can see there's a lot of one-on-one pass rush opportunities of the offense working versus defense. So it was quality work today.
How do you feel like the competition at cornerback is playing out so far?
Really, I think we're going to get to the games. I mean, I think it's important to identify that the cornerbacks in particular, that they're getting better. I think that's evident to everybody. They're doing a good job going through the process of these installation. Big day for the defense as far as the volume of installation and really the stress that pressure defense puts on your secondary, and more so at the corner. So it was great work. I thought the one-on-one work with the receivers was good today. I saw Devon House being physical down there. So we'll see the film to get a clear observation on exactly how it went. But this is a good day. This is a good football day today. I thought it was a more physical practice. The tempo is getting better. Hopefully when we correct it, the mental errors aren't what they have been. So we're getting better.
Mike, believe it or not, Jay Williams has stepped up. Could he conceivably give you something in the passing game that maybe you haven't had in two tight ends?
Well, he's doing an excellent job, particularly on the inside routes. I've always believed as in developing, schematically developing a passing game, the quickest way to the end zone is through the middle of the field. And you can never have enough big body types that can be multiple as far as, the short, intermediate, and the vertical routes. And DJ's doing a much better job of that. Ryan Taylor had two big catches today, too. So I'm very, very happy with the growth of both those guys. And we, as we stated in here a couple of days ago, I don't know if it's the Kyle wrestling or whatever he's doing. He's much stronger, and he's done a good job, with his body. That's a good question. The trainers have told me day to day on those guys, so we'll see how the report comes tomorrow after Dr. McKenzie looks at them. I don't see it this week for sure. I mean, he's doing everything he possibly can. The training staff feels very good about him. So at what point in training camp, they haven't really given that answer yet. Well, it is. I mean, it is. It's not a popular transition either. I think everybody would rather get up and get going and get the heavy lifting done in the morning. I think that's convenient. That's preferred. Maybe, a couple people don't like the early mornings. But for the most part, everybody does. But there's a reason why we're doing this. And I stated it at the beginning of camp. Our first four games, as far as the way it's scheduled, it is a little different than the norm and what we've experienced in the past. So I do want the the ability to make our players being comfortable, being uncomfortable, and that's the, you know, getting up on an up and down type schedule. So that's why we'll transition to the night schedule for Thursday and Friday, stay on it Sunday, and kind of work our way down, have an afternoon practice, and do that for 2 weeks, and then we'll get into the in-season schedule for the final two weeks of the preseason. Well, the afternoon is exactly the same. We have a lifting responsibility that's going on right now with the veterans. Then we'll have lunch, and then we'll correct everything. Then the players will be off at 4 o'clock, and then we'll resume tomorrow and go on a night schedule tomorrow.
Mike, where does Starks in his development as a blitz pickup guy? It seems like he's on a business under Rogers getting mad on somewhat negative
basis. Well, I don't know if I agree with your opinion. I think he's definitely getting better. Physically, he has all the tools to be an excellent pass protector, but he's a bigger man, and when he plays with leverage, he wins. So the identification is something that's always going to be a challenge, particularly for the running backs. We put a lot on our backs. Our adjustments happen late, particularly this time in camp. If you watch closely, you can see those adjustments are being made very deep into the 40-second clock. So, you know, that's something that it takes experience and patience to get used to, especially at the running back position, because he is the last line of defense, and there's things that sometimes they have to get sorted out in front of you, because you don't always – it's not – football's not played, you know, just on a board where this guy blocks that guy. So sometimes things where when people pressure you, the timing of the blitz, you may switch responsibilities right in mid-stride. So today was a great example of it. It was a lot of different pressure, and this will be good tape for all of our guys to learn from.
Two more proposals.
Can I? I'm sorry. Can I get the first part? Correct. Yeah. Just like normal. We normally spend 3 days on them. So the work practice today, practice tomorrow, and the work to family night.
Mike, other than entertaining your many fans, what do you hope to accomplish on family night?
Well, frankly, we will kind of put the family night scrimmage together today. So it's important to wait to a certain part in the week, because, you know, the health of your team can change it. But really the challenge for the football team is to get as many different situations as we possibly can in a live atmosphere. And really the transition that occurs on game day. You know, your boundary discipline and substitution, the communication, all those things are so critical. You really don't want to wait to your first preseason game to practice that.
Mike,
the combination of both. Yep. Yeah, combination of both. Mike Daniels. Thank you.